The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday, 29 August 2016. And if this is Monday, it's Ron McDonald Day. Hello, Ron McDonald.
Hey, how you doing today, John?
Fair to middling, mostly good. We may be wiped off the air here because what I'm seeing in the skies coming in from the south, it looks like end times to me. But we'll see. If we go blank here, folks, storm warning. By the way, a friend of mine, Tom up in Pennsylvania, shot me a text last week, and he goes, "Well, you just had to say that on the air, didn't you?" Now, sometimes I have to decipher what Tom means, but what he was going after was that I got on the air and I said, you know, we haven't been hit with a hurricane in over 4,000 days.
Oh, jeez.
And he said, thanks. You paying attention? I guess we got a couple of hurricanes heading this way. And my only hope for you good people in Florida, the rest of you can go to grass and eat hay. Maybe this will be the hurricane season that Florida ceases to exist. I don't know.
Well, how bad do you get them in Texas?
Well, hurricanes come up through the Gulf. This is where hurricanes come to die. Literally, we're about 150 miles from the Gulf. Here, they call it Central Texas, but it's kind of closer to the southeast than Central Texas. But we've seen hurricanes roll in here and we don't even get a drop of rain. Now, why exactly that is, I'm not a meteorologist or, you know, I won't pretend that I know. You know, maybe it's just like, I don't know, like a gigantic feminine napkin that when the stuff hits the shore, it's everything's so dry, it just sucks it all up. I don't know.
What a visualization.
Well, and it's getting worse in my old ears. We're going to get around to a lot of subjects today. Near and dear to your heart out there in San Francisco, I know that's your favorite town.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Colin Kaepernick with deciding in a preseason game not to stand for the national anthem. And, we'll get around to that. Also, the bankers, the middlemen, and how they're fleecing you. There was an article that was posted on republicbroadcasting.org. You had a chance to look at that, Ron?
Yeah, three times. I read it three times in the meantime.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
And let me give you a classic example of why this network is important. Now, you heard of the EpiPen, this epinephrine?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, they jacked up the prices to $600. Well, for what? Well, I kid you not, there was very little that was given out on air for Fox News. Literally 2 days later, I see ads running for the EpiPen that I'd never seen before anywhere. But we'll get to the real story on this one. This is a device, EpiPen, for individuals who suffer from severe allergies. So when the news broke that Mylan, the sole maker of the auto-injector pens in America, had hiked the prices of its products from a mere $57 back in 2007 to $600 for a package of two in 2016. Well, yeah, that gave something for the news media to talk about, but they didn't tell you what was really going on here. Promptly after politicians seized the opportunity to bank on the crisis by promising to do something, why do they even bother? We're the do-nothings, and we're going to continue to do so. Presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton, not in my damn book, urged Mylan to voluntarily slash the prices of its products while promising that once she's elected, her plan to address exorbitant drug price hikes like these will be finally implemented. Yeah. Now, this is a particularly empty promise considering that Mylan has donated up to $250,000 to the Clinton Foundation, which is recently revealed to be peddling influence in exchange for cash. You don't pay, you don't play. Senators Susan Collins, Republican out of Maine, and Claire McCaskill, Democrat out of Missouri, are also pressuring the manufacturer to disclose more about its pricing. Even Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat out of West Virginia, whose own daughter, Heather Bresch, serves as Mylan CEO, weighed in, claiming to shares his colleagues' concerns about the skyrocketing prices of prescription drugs. But none of what these politicians, Ron, are saying rings true to anyone who's paying attention, and here's why. The monopolistic origins of the EpiPen. The auto-injector known as EpiPen provides injections of epinephrine in cases of serious or even life-threatening allergy attacks. It's derived from another product known as MARC / NAAK combo pen. Now, this is a device created for a monopoly, the U.S. military. The device was designed by Sheldon Kaplan for Survival Technology, Inc., a company with a long history of working with the Pentagon. Once the combo pen was created, it was sent to the U.S. military to treat soldiers who had been exposed to nerve agents. In 2007, Mylan purchased the generic drugs division of Germany's Merck for $6.7 billion, acquiring the EpiPen brand of the auto-injectors in process. Now, under the Merck thing, the device cost $7 each, which resulted in just $200 million in gains each year, a mere 5% of Merck's revenue at the time. But Bresch saw potential in this simple plastic device and focused on how to make the newly purchased brand something that could be widely used. For her dream to come true, she needed the assistance of experts in monopoly business. And I'm not talking about the Parker Brothers game board here. That's when she turned to the U.S. government for help. Now, the FDA, Washington, and the capitalists are all to blame here. Though the EpiPen is not covered by patient protection, Bresch's close relationship with Washington may have helped her company ensure competition was never an issue. In the article for Mrs. Institute, Jonathan Newman writes that Mylan has been repeatedly protected from competition, and it has repeatedly and predictably increased the prices of its EpiPen in response. Now, according to Bloomberg, Mylan has been aggressive in its approach to regulators. For the past 7 years, Bresch has been turning to Washington for help. Along with patient groups, Mylan pushed for federal legislation encouraging even states to stock epinephrine devices in schools. In 2010, when the FDA launched a new federal guideline related to epinephrine and their prescriptions, Mylan stopped selling single pens, switching to two-packs. Bloomberg reports that at the time, 35% of prescriptions were for single EpiPens. But as the new rules were implemented, Mylan changed label rules to allow the devices to be marketed to anyone at risk. While the guidelines targeted persons who had severe allergic reactions only, Bresch saw the rule changes as big events and we started to capitalize on, she said that back in October of 2011. Now, after a seven-year-old died due to an allergic reaction to peanuts at a Virginia school, Congress passed the law pressuring states to ensure its schools had epinephrine devices on hand at all times. The year this bill was passed, Mylan spent over $1 million in lobbying alone. Now, Bloomberg reports that 47 states require or encourage schools to stock the devices. As part of the EpiPen popularization plan, Mylan started handing out free EpiPens to more than 59,000 schools in 2012. In 2014, the company allegedly spent $35 million on TV ads. And in 2015, Mylan signed a deal with Walt Disney, stocking theme parks, parks themselves and cruise ships with devices. Over the past 7 years, Brush's persistence and power-driven attitude helped the company spread the EpiPen itself far and wide, causing its use to grow 67% in the United States. And EpiPen prescriptions are now so common that pediatric allergist Robert Wood from Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine says EpiPen is now the new Kleenex. But making the EpiPen so popular wasn't an easy task, mostly because the Mylan finally bumped into some competition along the way. Now, we're aware the competition drives prices down in a competing market, or the way it's supposed to work. And, of course, Mylan wasn't down with that. In 2009, Ron Pfizer, Inc., the world's biggest drug maker, and Mylan sued Teva Pharmaceutical Industries Limited over a patent infringement. At the time, the Israeli company was accused of using Mylan's design without permission. But in 2012, both parties reached an agreement, and Teva was allowed to seek approval from the FDA for its epinephrine injecting device. According to Gizmodo, Teva has failed to obtain approval from the FDA to develop affordable generic versions of the EpiPen. The company says it won't try to go through the same process again until next year. The only other device out there that was closer to competing with Mylan's EpiPen was AVU-Q, and it was also driven out of the market. In 2015, the company launched a recall program claiming the devices could be delivering faulty dosages. Now, epinephrine itself is extremely cheap, reported Jonathan Newman. In order to understand why Mylan was able to raise the prices of EpiPen, we mustn't look at the device or the drug. We also cannot blame the markets for the issue. Instead, we must look at how Mylan keeps competition at bay. In a free market, a firm cannot just willy-nilly raise their prices without a competing firm leaping in to give consumers what they want at a lower price. But in the real world, Mylan has a great friend who keeps would-be competitors out of the marketplace, or at least makes it so difficult for them that they eventually go out of business. Mylan's friend in this case is the Food and Drug Administration. Big surprise. Now, without the ability for to pay corporations any favors, well, that may not be a truism. Washington power players would not be passing resolutions and pieces of legislation that benefit Mylan in order to understand why this monopoly over the EpiPen has driven prices up. You got to take a look at the system in hand. Now, having said all of that, here's something really interesting. Kind of like the puts that were put in, September 11th. Was it the day before? I think it was September 10th. The puts on the airline, short the stock, make a whole lot of money. Oh, of course, we'll never look at that because don't look over there. You might see something you're not supposed to. Now, the EpiPen, and here's some more background. See, again, you're not going to see anybody do any newsworthy stories challenging these corporations, not when they got their hands out accepting advertising money. Here we go. And Heather Bryce, who we're talking about, she's the CEO. She dumped more than 100,000 shares of Mylan just 2 weeks before the EpiPen scandal. The embattled CEO of Mylan dumped more than 10% of her shares of the pharmaceutical company's stock as analysts warned she could become the next pharma bro, whatever that means. Heather Bresch sold off 100,200 shares of Mylan stock on August 9th, the same day the drug maker released its most recent earnings report amid questions over the swiftly ballooning cost of EpiPens. By the way, that wasn't reported in any American paper. That was reported in The Guardian. Wells Fargo analyst David Maris issued a report in early June pointing out that Mylan had just jacked up the prices of seven products by 100% or more, while raising the cost of another 24 products by at least 20%. Now, Maris warned that breach and her company could face a similar public reaction nightmare as Martin Scorsese, who became widely loathed after raising the cost of anti-nausea drug Daraprim by more than 5,000%. And by the way, this Scorsese character was arrested in December on security and fraud charges related to a hedge fund he co-founded. Bresch had other warnings that she and her company were about to become similarly toxic. Other media outlets, including CNBC, Bloomberg, Fierce Pharma, published reports questioning Mylan's price hikes, and Bloomberg reported in September of 2015 how Bresch had turned EpiPen into a marketing success and raised its price about 400%. But EpiPen jumped in price by 15% twice more since then, and Slate last month questioned the life-saving allergy drug's cost in a story titled, "There's Absolutely No Reason Why EpiPen Should Cost $300. Well, it's $600 now. Now, Bresch dumped hundreds of thousands of Mylan shares 1 month and 1 day after the Slate's report. And, of course, the company spokesman said the August 9th transaction was made part of a $1.5 billion plan which executives at publicly traded companies used to establish a waiting period to avoid suspicion of trading based on non-public information. Well, simply put, the $10.5 billion plans are used to avoid being suspected of insider trading. Now, Mylan's stock price dropped from $49 on August 18th to $42.91 on August 26th after the EpiPen controversy erupted. Now, Bresch, who has seen her own way pay shoot up the pay that she gets, rather. I love the way they word this crap. She's up 671% over the past 9 years. And she currently holds 828,000 shares of Mylan stock. So, Ron,
she's making $18 million a year off the company.
Well, and isn't crony capitalism wonderful?
Yeah, and when you realize, more children have a reaction to things like peanuts and that than adults. So it's nice to have these EpiPens in a school, but what about in the playground and other places that the kid needs it? How does a parent pay for a $600 pen?
Well, they don't. And a lot of insurers out there, and it's no wonder that nobody can afford any medical insurance for their family or their children. The way costs are just, adjusted across the board.
Yeah. And the other factor is she has a monopoly. The FDA will not approve any delivery system unless it's almost precisely in the same, format that EpiPen has.
Yep. And that's just amazing. I mean, the damn thing back in 07 was $57 before the company got bought out. And then it goes from that to $300 and then to $600.
Jeez.
And she dumped at least one-eighth of her stock. So, the CEO of this company, Mylan, she didn't have any inside information to go on. She was creating it.
Yeah.
She doesn't... I doubt very much they can get her for insider trading because she's the one that made a decision. She knew what information was going to be released to the public. And in cases like this, when you put out there shareholders or stockholders of a company's stock, see something that is really not going to go well with the general public at large, well, they panic a little bit, and you can look on the stock exchange, and more than likely, about 99.9% of the time, that stock is going to take a hit. And it did. So you sell high, you never sell low. Don't be an idiot. You sell high, and lo and behold, the following day, that stock took a hit. So she got it at $49, while everybody else is looking at it going $42, and how much longer is this stock going to stay propped up? Folks, it's just American, and it's the way we do business. Let's take the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Extendivite, A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, by the way, most polls in America today are reflecting that, well, it looks like Trump and Hillary Clinton are pretty much tied in the polls. Gee. And let me tell you something, folks. I've been doing a little bit of research on this. The pollsters and the fixers out there back in 1979 when old Jimmy Carter was rerunning, yeah, it probably went down as one of the worst. Yeah, if he's not the absolute worst, but you know, Jimmy Carter gave us you know, there was a massive downfall in the economy. Interest rates went through the roof. I mean, it was a mess. So here come Ronnie Reagan, the savior of it all. But the polls back then showed that well, Jimmy Carter was leading by 10-15 points over Ronald Reagan almost right up to the election. And lo and behold, Ronald Reagan was elected by a landslide. So, you know, folks, it just, it's the same old crap as far as those that are out there. But the lines have been drawn. And, yeah, is these most divisive people that ever ran for, yeah, it's because one side hates the other one so much. And it has marked a division in this country that, left unchecked and left to slide a little bit more to the left, will not ever be recoverable. And that's got to stop. And I do believe that it will. You know, so, we'll see how it goes on November 8th.
Do you think the American public is waking up to the bias of the major media?
Well, look, just take a look. I think we got to, did we post that story about the Clinton versus Trump campaigns and who's showing up, Mike? I sent it over to Dan. I don't know if he posted the damn thing. If you can find it and he didn't post it, post it up for me. But they, people have been submitting pictures, both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump's rallies, and it is, I guess down in Louisiana, Trump even beat out Elton John concert numbers by 4,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, and people can't forget. I mean, there's hundreds and thousands of people that are turned away at these rallies, and the same core support that, got him the nomination for the Republican Party, these people aren't going anywhere. This is hardcore, no Hillary Clinton, not now, not ever people. But the way these polls are being skewed, and now they're starting to even up a little bit, it is an indication more than anything else to me of how many people dislike and really don't want this first woman president showing up in a Marxist suit. I don't know.
Does she not wear the same type of clothes every time, just different colors?
Well,
she has a pantsuit.
Well, it's the pantsuit because, well, I don't. This happens to women in the later stages. I mean, the lower 40 gets spready a little bit, and you know. But Hillary's problem has always been her piano legs. And when I say that, think of a piano with big fat legs with no shape.
Oh, jeez.
somebody check me on that. Well, I've got a piano and it's got skinny legs. No, it's pretty much the same from top to bottom. But she wears these stupid pantsuits, and it's like, really, you're fooling somebody? I might think more of Hillary Clinton if she just came out there in a regular skirt and a dress, and I got to look at those fat little legs. I'd probably feel sorry for her, you know? And there's probably some asshat somewhere in this country that would vote for her because he felt sorry for her. I don't know. But
you know, there's a good ring to Crooked Hillary. I like the phraseology, Crooked Hillary.
I like,
it goes together.
No, I like Hildebeest better. You know, we got the Wildebeest, and now we got the Hildebeest.
Yeah.
Well, I wish this was November 9th so we could sit here and talk about and then hawk what Donald Trump's going to do when he takes the presidency in January. I can say this much. I don't think there's going to be martial law and riots in the street in January if Mr. Trump is in office.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Yeah, they call it Summer Monday, but Tuesday's just the same. Wednesday's work.
Tomorrow, you do not want to miss this program, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to have a gentleman on by the name of Tarek Faraj. I think that's correct pronunciation. He is an Egyptian nuclear engineer with more information, solid information about the Middle East and who's who and who's zooming whom and than you could possibly cram into 2 hours. But we're going to have him on tomorrow, and I would highly suggest. I learned more in 45 minutes talking to this guy in about the Middle East and all of its subtleties and not so subtleties than you could imagine. So you're going to want to sit in on tomorrow's broadcast. It's going to be one of those that I would consider to be a barn burner. Let's say it that way. Let me see here. Oh, folks, did you know? Did you post that story on 10,000 Syrians coming into the country this afternoon? Post it up, would you please? If you will do that, I would greatly appreciate it. And again, tell Dan we're going to whack his whatever tomorrow morning when he comes in. This was sent to me in an email, and I thought it was pertinent law, and it's uppermost in our minds concerning the Syrian immigrants being allowed into our country. Maybe all the states and their governors could stop any Syrians or Muslims to come into their state until the Mideast fiasco is finally resolved, which may be years from now. Send this to your governor and as many congressmen as you can contact by email or letter. And maybe we can even bring some sense back to our situation. And by the way, send it over to Donald Trump at info@DonaldTrump.com. Maybe if enough of us send this to Donald, he'll use it in his campaign. Now, the gentleman says, when I was dean of continuing education at Ricker College in northern Maine from 1976 to 1979, the college had recruited a bunch of Iranian students to fill the new dorms they had built during the Vietnam War for students trying to avoid the draft. Not kidding. After that conflict ended, they needed to fill those dorms, that's how the Iranians came into play here. Carter had many of them kicked out of the country in 1979. The college lost quite a few of those students. I'm not sure I agree with all of this email post, but amazing how the Obama regime can ignore history when it's convenient for them. And the subject of this, we'll just call it Gomer Pyle. Surprise, surprise. By the way, he was a homosexual, in case you didn't know it. He was. He was a foo-foo.
Was he really?
He was a foo-foo. God. Well, I bet you ask, if you ask senator or congressman, they would say they've never heard of this law. And who was the last president who enforced this law? A president, and he was also a Democrat. That's right. Jimmy Carter. It's been a law for over 60 years. Interesting bit of legislative history. It's called the McCarran-Walter Act of 1952. Now, Trump was recently severely criticized for even suggesting that the U.S. should limit or temporarily suspend the immigration of certain ethnic groups, nationalities, and even persons of certain religions. Muslims, maybe? And by the way, tomorrow we're going to get into the difference between Muslims and Islamists and all that other stuff. Again, folks, I'm going to urge you, just for fact-finding and facts basis moving forward, to try to cut through the crap that's being fed to us on a daily basis by the industrial war machine and those that have profited greatly off of it, it would be well worth your while. Now, as I said, as Gomer Pyle would say, surprise, surprise, gee, Sergeant. Well, it seems that the Selective Service immigration ban is already law. I should say the Selective Immigration Ban. And has been applied on several occasions, known as the McCarran-Walter Act. And it's actually, the bill is the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1952. Allows for the suspension of entry or imposition of restrictions by president. Whenever the president finds that an entry of aliens or any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, the president may, by proclamation and for such a period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. And again, this act was utilized by Jimmy Carter in 1979 to keep the Iranians out of the United States. But he actually did a little bit more. He made all Iranian students already here check in, and then he deported a bunch of them. 7,000 were found to be in violation of their visas. 15,000 Iranians were forced to leave the United States in 1979. Now, it is of note that the act requires that an applicant for immigration must be of good moral character and attached to the principles of the Constitution. And lo and behold, since the Quran forbids Muslims to swear allegiance to any U.S. Constitution, technically, all Muslims should be refused immigration. Now, that would seem to make sense, wouldn't it? But no. We're a month ahead of schedule, and we're going to allow 10,000 Syrians into the country. But you know what? You don't have to worry because, well, they've gotten better at vetting. Yeah. Do you think that's the case, Ronald McDonald?
No.
I don't either. I certainly do not. And again, I can see this as plain as a nose on my face that, okay, we're going to have more terrorist activity or Syrians inside this country with a Twitter account that has been radicalized and they're going to, well, be angry and strike out at the United States. I cannot see this any other way. Aside from the balkanization process, that is. Amazing. Can we prohibit Washington, D.C. from, can we put them on a temporary hiatus? Can we, like, suspend their activities for at least a year to give the people of this country at least a little breathing space? What's that, Mike?
Government shutdown.
Well, you know, hey, don't you be anti-govern on me. Don't you go there. You know, I mean, they've got the ability to create war without declaring one, and war is when your government tells you who your enemy is. But wait a minute. A revolution is when you've figured it out for yourself. The numbers to call into the network. Now, here's one for you. Between two phone companies, they have lost their 800 numbers. Don't even ask me how. I don't even understand the concept of how you can lose 800 numbers. But the original phone company is real apologetic. They don't know where numbers that they had already put in our billing, they don't know where those numbers went. And when another company tries to pick them and those numbers are non-existent, well, that kind of jams up their, you know, transferring of phone numbers and service. So, we're working on it. It's been pushed up to management. Yeah, I know that's like the surety of the checks in the mail. But we've bypassed all the little subgroups that keep passing the blame off to each other and to other companies and to other people in other departments. So, they didn't even make us fill out a trouble ticket. That's how much trouble they're in. The numbers, you may want to write these down. 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883, and 512-716-1897. And we will take your calls as soon as they come in. You know, this is working out pretty well. Maybe I'll just drop the 800 numbers.
You know, last Monday I asked you, will we still be on radio this Monday? And we made it through it. What about next Monday?
I didn't tell you this is being recorded. Is it live or is it Memorex?
Memorex.
Yeah.
Yes.
Want to give a shout out to one person here that sent me two $50 bills. There's no return address except ours, and I know I didn't send it, so $100 for that. And Joe up in Two Harbors, Minnesota. He sent two checks totaling $160 or $80 each, one for July and one for August. So, Joe, I'm going to assume that your contribution to the network will be $80 a month. I think that'd be a safe assumption. If I'm wrong, I'll be surprised next month. Summertime, listenership down. Advertising has been down. It's starting to pick up here a little bit in September. I think people are drinking the Kool-Aid. Those that think if Donald Trump gets in there, this is going to be a new America by 2017. Don't get overly excited. I kind of play that role of I'm not an optimist, but I'm definitely not a pessimist. I'm a realist. Optimists in life are often disappointed, while the pessimist is often surprised. I'll take the medium ground. I don't like the agonizing and vacillating on the graph, up and down and up and down and up and down, like a damn yo-yo. So, at any rate, we can use the funds, and we can use them right now. By the way, and thank you, folks, we run a program that's been looping, Mike, for how long now? At 11 o'clock? About a month. And that is actually being paid for, And thank you, Dan, for doing this. I talked to him again today. He's committed for the next 12 months, but we're going to do something with that time slot. Let me digress and explain a little bit fuller here. There is a one, Judge Roy Moore. I think you've heard of that guy before. He's tied up in court, and he doesn't want to make any public appearances or say anything on radio until after his lawsuit comes to fruition one way or the other in October. But what this man has been doing, he's bought an hour of Republic Broadcasting time for $1,000 a month. And he told me today, he goes, no, this is a 12-month commitment for me. And as soon as this October deal with Judge Roy Moore is over with, I'm going to be doing a interview with him, and we're going to be hearing much more from Judge Roy Moore's mouth directly on this network via that time slot. But you know the amazing thing, and I told Dan this today, I said, you know, people will, God, they're crotchety at times. You know, they'll pick fly poop out of your sugar bowl in any given turn. I said, but the amazing thing with this is I've had nobody complain to me about that 11 o'clock spot and that same programming running over and over again. No complaints, which is astounding. But keep in mind that that time slot is paid for. We get $1,000. I can't turn $1,000 down. That's like two-thirds of the payroll here a month at the network. And when you're tripping over pennies trying to collect dollars, $1,000 is $1,000. So support-wise, folks, please, the kids are back in school now in most places in the country. And literally, you could watch the uptick, Mike, in listenership. It just dawned on me before I sat down today why the numbers are up. That's because most of the kids are back in school and people are listening. They've got a little bit more time and they're tuning in. And we thank you for that. But we've got to keep this thing going. And Ron, I've made a deal. I made a deal with the listening public out there. The continued support for this network through the end of the year is most assuredly needed and welcomed. If Hillary Clinton gets in there, it's going to be a day-by-day thing in January. You know, if she calls out Alex Jones by name in one of her whistle stops that have 100 people at it, you know. But calling out alt media, that's us. And we're going to be on the enemy's radar because she don't like no criticism no matter where it comes from. So, and you know, AJ is one guy. This network represents 22, 23 different talk show hosts on a myriad of subjects. So we're going to be on the radar. If Trump gets in, the economy loosens up a little bit, or at least the credit windows at the banks loosen up a little bit, and they start issuing credit once again into this broken system. It's the only thing that's going to keep it chugging along for a while. Janet Yellen has come out and said, well, hey, you know, interest rates, you know, they might have to go up. But she's also said that, eh, we're ready to, you know, we're more than prepared. You know, things too big to fail here. We're ready to dump $4 more trillion by way of quantitative easing into the economy if necessary. Well, it's not the economy. It's the government and the treasuries, and the banks are buying the treasuries. Okay, that's basically bottom line there. Now, what does that all mean? Well, there's interest on that money. It's not zero interest. Okay, they might be loaning money to each other for zero interest. Oh, yeah, they might be doing that. But debt cannot be relieved or settled by more debt. And for now, what I'm hearing is the promise on this treasury bond, buy-em-up bank stuff is about 6%. Really? And how is that even possible? But again, folks, $150 trillion in the hole, all obligations counted, past, present, future obligations, the United States government. The bills just keep rolling in, and there's less and less money, so there's got to be more and more borrowing. Which, Ron, how is this possible? That as much money as the United States government needs to borrow, who's the surety on those loans?
You and me.
And am I sharing in this? Where's my stocks? I mean, where's my
property? Gets no stocks.
Oh, I'm. Well, I'm. I'm confused now. Are you saying that the government owns me?
Yeah. If you can say you're listed under the amendments of the United States and your status is under that, and the United States owns everything it creates under those amendments, yeah, your property.
Wait a minute here, buddy. I remember when this country started, we had a Declaration of Independence, we had a Constitution. And we also had the original 10 amendments to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So what the hell's changed?
Well, what's changed is a civil war. A civil war, and in that civil war, we had everything happening. We have the first time licensure happening, and the people at the time were really getting upset because even the president of the United States wanted to even license the family pet, the dog, and of course that never happened because that would be unholy to have a dog license. Who would ever believe or would ever consent to that?
Hmm. So you're saying that this ain't the country that it started out to be?
Oh, no. It doesn't have a treasury.
Hmm. Can't believe it. Start asking people, folks, is the Federal Reserve part of the government? They'll look at you and say, of course it is. And go, no, it's a private corporation. They'll look at you like you just landed from Mars. People don't get it at all.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Well, coming to America, 10,000 Syrian refugees could arrive this week. Update could be as soon as this afternoon. President Obama promised to resettle 10,000 Syrian refugees in a country, in this country, and now that that day has come, the 10,000th refugee is set to enter this country sometime this week. The U.S. will reach its target this week of taking in 10,000 Syrian war refugees in a year-old resettlement program. The U.S. ambassador to Jordan said Sunday after meeting families headed to California and Virginia. The resettlement program has emerged as an issue in the presidential campaign, with nominee Donald Trump alleging displaced Syrians pose a potential security threat. Duh. Alice Wells, the U.S. ambassador to Jordan, said Sunday that keeping Americans safe and taking in some of the world's most vulnerable people are not mutually exclusive. Refugees are the most thoroughly screened category. You know, and you can yell BS anytime you want. Refugees are the most thoroughly screened category of travelers to the United States, and Syrian refugees are subject to even greater scrutiny. Wells said the target of resettling 10,000 Syrian refugees in the U.S. in the 2016 fiscal year will be reached Monday, today, as several hundred Syrians depart from Jordan over 24 hours. The resettlement of refugees caused controversy last year when governors from at least 31 states said that they would refuse to allow refugees into their states, given the glaring lack of security screening. And, of course, the FBI even admitted they couldn't screen everyone, which, the way the government lies, we can't screen half of them, which heightened security fears, especially after the 2015 ISIS attacks in Paris, Al-Qaeda, that has been funded and retrained and will change their name to ISIS. Democrats mocked the GOP position, and even some liberals viewed as totally out of touch with mainstream America. Regardless, forget all of that political folderol, the 10,000th refugee is coming. But let's not kid ourselves that Islamic terrorists are embedded with these hordes of Syrians fleeing their nation's brutal civil war. Really? Well. I like Trump's idea. Let's put this in abeyance. Let's go clean out an area in Syria and call it the protected zone. And we'll just leave them right where they're at. And, oh, by the way, we can stop toppling the Assad government. And that means pretty much ISIS would up and disappear and Russia could go home. But that is way, way too easy and a simplistic solution for the world's complex problems. See, people like you, Ron, and people like me, we're just too damn stupid to figure out the intricacies and how complicated the world really is.
Yeah.
Feeling dumb yet?
Yeah, although, you know, a world is everyone's home, basically. So what laws you have in your home, basically, if it functions well, you're doing a pretty good job in your own home. It's the same thing in the global area. It's kind of the same reason, same sensibility. So, you know, these common and I do like Trump's very down-to-earth remedies. I'm not crazy about some of the things he does. I don't care about the retaliation he had with Riley, but he did get back together in that circumstance. But overall, the man really does have down-to-earth remedies, and he's certainly the type of guy that I'd want to see increase the wealth of every American here by deregulation. I think that's his core thing right there, though it's overlooked quite a bit.
Well, we won't overlook anything coming up in the next hour. We'll talk about Colin Kaepernick and how the banks are raping the middle class and are continuing to do so and allowed to do so.
Shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with Colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some joint aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.